Hey friends, it's Stephanie here with episode number 100 of Giving Your Best Life. If you're watching this on YouTube, I don't have all 100 episodes on here, but hopefully you will enjoy today's episode. It's something I've prayed a lot about, and this is a message that I felt like God was calling me to give today. First, I want to start with gratitude. You know, that's one of the four things of giving your best life is practicing gratitude and making sure that we say thank you to the people in our lives that have helped us. So all of you have helped me in this journey from when I was speaking, before I had a book, before there was a podcast, before there was like any of this, which I have to give glory and thank you to God. You know, I don't do any of this. It is all because of him. And today is really what I'm going to talk about, which I hope at the end of the day, everything I do points to this one thing. So I just want to say thank you to those that are watching, listening, who have supported me over the years. Thank you. I also want to give a shout out to Shepherd's Heart Fellowship. Their church had me keynote their women's retreat a couple of weeks ago. The women were fabulous, and it was just a beautiful day. And so I always say I walk away from those, I think, being poured into just as much as I've poured into the women and the message that God has given me for them. So if you need a speaker for an event, connect with me. I would love to chat with you about that. I want to start today of going back to a quote that I heard years ago. You've probably heard me talk about it on the podcast before, but I heard it at a Michael W. Smith concert. And it's this: preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. It's often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi. It's how I opened my book, The Giving Challenge. And the reason I opened my book, The Giving Challenge, with that quote, because I believe that my actions on my giving journey, I pray that people see not me, not the actions, not the gifts, but they see Jesus through me, and that I'm through those actions living out how Jesus has called us to live. And at the end of the day, I hope I am doing everything. It is my prayer that I am doing everything that goes back to and points to the Great Commission. And I want to read to you what the Great Commission is, and it's in Matthew 28, 16. I'm going to read 16 through 20. And it says, "Then the 11 disciples left the Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted." Now, I want you to remember, this is after Jesus has resurrected from the dead. He is resurrected from the dead, and there are still some that doubt him. I'll continue. Verse 18. "Jesus came and told his disciples, 'I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" And these were Jesus' last words on earth. I'm recording this the Tuesday before Easter and before that day that we celebrate the resurrection. And so it's perfect timing. God's timing is always perfect. That my 100th episode is, this is what we're talking about leading up to Easter. But no matter whenever you're listening to this story and the message and the resurrection and what Christ has done and the gift that he has given all of us. You know, in this, even though in the Bible, the Great Commission that Jesus gave to the disciples, it is now the calling of us as individuals in the church. So that's where I wanted to start, because that's what I believe, you know, my whole mission is about at the end of the day. You know, the more that I learn, the more that I grow, I hope the better that I do. You know, I was a little nervous about coming here and talking about this today on the podcast, on the video, because sometimes I don't feel equipped to do this. I've said this on multiple occasions, is like, I never went to seminary school, but I feel like I'm going to the seminary school that God has me on, which is in the morning, building a relationship, being in the scriptures, and that's how we grow. And I just want to say my morning prayer today, I want to share it with you because I think it's important. And where I'm coming from and where my heart is, constantly on this journey. And it was this, is Lord, I know I'm not doing everything right, but I am in the fight. And I, Father, lead me and catch me when I stumble. And that is just my prayer, is I know I'm not doing this perfect. I know that if you go back and listen to some of these podcasts, I probably said things that don't align to the Bible. It is because maybe I didn't know, maybe I hadn't studied, but I am in this fight and I'm doing what I can. I am giving my best life every day to Christ to hopefully be able to share what God has laid on my heart and share his message and help you to grow in faith, and help you to take steps of faith and, you know, leaning on God each and every day, asking him to not only lead me, but to convict me and correct me. And then it's my prayer that my actions, when I feel convicted, that I am changing and that I am learning. I think so many times we don't step out in faith, or we don't do what God's calling us to do because it is scary. It is scary. It is scary whenever I talk about these things, and like, come on here and do a video or record this podcast. Like, these things are not easy. I want you to know that when you see me, posting, or when you hear me on this podcast, or if you see videos of me, none of this is easy for me. It is things that I stress about. But I also have what I feel like God is calling me to do and trying to be obedient and faithful. I don't have the verse in front of me because I didn't prepare, but I feel like God's giving me, is there's a verse in the Bible, and I talk about it. If you go back to God's plan, the episode where I talk about God's plan, it talks about if we do not do what God is calling us to do, we are living in sin. Like, that is evil to not do this. And so that is where I get the conviction. And now I'm correcting instead of just blowing these messages off. Also, one thing that gives me great comfort is, you know, I read a lot of books, and I've read a lot of books by Lisa Turkest. And I can't remember if it was like in her books or an article that I read or a podcast or something, but she talked about like her first book to where she is now has evolved because her faith has evolved, her writing has evolved. And that's something that I would say about myself. And that's why we always have to give each other grace, is nobody is perfect. There was one man that walked on this earth that was perfect, and that was our Lord Jesus Christ. And we all fall short. But if we repent and we, you know, turn from the ways and we do better, is like, we're in the fight. That's what I just kept God telling me today. And when I was in the prayer, is at least you are in the fight. One of the messages that I gave to the women, when I did the Giving Your Best Life conference, and then also for the Women of Shepherd's Heart Fellowship, which was also a Giving Your Best Life conference, is I took them to Jeremiah because we have a lot of doubt and fear and all that stops us from doing what God has called us to do. And, in Jeremiah, so if we go to Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. Now remember that Jeremiah is a priest and a prophet. He is a messenger of God. And this is what it says. This is so, so good. Is the Lord gave me this message. This is the Lord speaking now. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Verse 6. O sovereign Lord. Now this is Jeremiah responding back to the Lord. It says, "Oh, sovereign Lord," I said, "I can't speak for you. I am too young." The Lord replied, "Don't say I am too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And do not be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken." Then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, "Look, I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kings." There's so much in this verse that I love. Is one, God has called Jeremiah, and I believe that there is a calling on every one of our lives. But I believe a lot of times, me included, I am preaching to myself when I preach this, is that me included is I use those I am statements and then fill in the blank. Jeremiah is using the I am too young, trying to tell God, even though God created him, God starts off with like, remember who created you. So don't tell the creator what you can and cannot do. But he does anyway. Like God starts off, "I created you. I know you. I formed you. I appointed you to do this." And then he uses the excuse. And God comes back, "Don't say that." So I want you to think about the words that you use and the I am statements that you are using to tell God why you cannot do what he has called you to do. And he says, "I am too young." But what God tells him first is, one of the first things that God says to you, to him is, "Do not be afraid of the people." And so many times, we, me included, do not do what God is calling us to do because I'm scared of what people will think. We live in a culture of cancel culture. We don't want to do because we're scared of being canceled or even losing our jobs. Fill in the blank of why, because we're scared of judgment of other people. None of that matters. God says, don't be afraid of that because God says, "I will be with you and I will protect you." And then he also tells him, like, "I have given you the gift. I have put my words in your mouth and I have appointed you." So friends, I just like, if you know what God is calling you to do and you are not doing something because of whatever, "I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't have money, whatever it is," pause, go read Jeremiah 1 and then go, "Okay, Lord, pray. God, I'm going to give this over to you. I know that you created me. I should not be fearful. I know that you will be with me. I know that you will be protected of me." And then go do, take just one step. You don't have to do everything. Just take one step of faith and do what God is calling you to do. I want to end on this because at the end of the day, the point of going out and preaching the gospel is for everybody's salvation. I'm going to turn to Acts. I'm going to start in Acts 2:36. And it says this. Okay, so this is Peter talking. He says, "So let everyone in Israel know for certain, I love that word, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah." Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" They're asking him for advice, and this is how Peter replied. "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." What I love about this is it tells them exactly what to do. So friends, if you are not saved, repent of your sins, turn away from the world in your old ways, and turn to God, and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. But I want to take you, and this is where like I want to kind of wrap up, is in Romans 10:9-17. Romans 10:9-17 says this: "If," pay attention to those small words in the Bible, "if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on him in the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, that is my prayer for all of you, that if you are not saved, if you are not committing a Christ to Jesus Christ, that you will get it right. I've given you the verses. The Lord has told you what to do through me. Go back, read Acts 2, 36 through 41, Romans 10, 9 through 17, and let your faith and your actions be a witness to those people. Let you step out in faith, let you give up control, and let God write the story that he has for you. And at the end of the day, friends, this is just my prayer for you, and I want to end. I'll just end, Lord, this message today with the Lord's Prayer of how God has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory forever. Amen. I love you, friends. Thank you so much.